In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate Joseph of Arimathea. And not many know who this saint is, because he's not a common saint that we hear about. However, we know about the crucifixion and Christ's death, and we know about when the tomb was empty. But there was something going on in between that we will talk about today. Joseph of Arimathea was a Jewish man that was part of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, in Greek, Synedrion, which means the council, the coming together of people. So while the Romans were in charge of Judea, the Jews were gathering together in their own city hall type of thing, and they were called the Sanhedrin. These were men that were very connected, and they had a lot of wealth. And St. Joseph of Arimathea and also Nicodemus, who we'll talk about later, were two men that were secretly disciples of Christ. They were part of this council, yet they believed in Christ. So Joseph of Arimathea had many means and connections, and he bought himself a big tomb that was part of the nice, wealthier plots of places to be buried in. However, this tomb, he used it for Christ. And his ministry was secret, yet however, we see a public ministry when he goes and asks Pontius Pilate for the body of Christ. And it says he didn't ask, but he begged. He begged Pontius Pilate to give him the body of our Savior. Because only family members were entitled to have the body of their deceased. And Joseph of Arimathea was not a family member, he was one of the Sanhedrin. So this he took courage, a man of a council who condemned Christ. He wasn't one that voted, yet this council was the one that condemned Christ, stepped out of the council and said, "I want the Lord's body." And on during Holy Week, when we see that the icon of Christ from the cross is taken down, it is wrapped in a white sheet. And this is when Joseph took Christ down with Nicodemus, and they wrapped Christ's body in a clean, white, new linen cloth. He prepared his body, and he took it to the best tombs that were available. And this tomb today is known as the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. A lot of times we stop there with Joseph of Arimathea, yet it goes on with his life. His life's ministry wasn't just giving the tomb to Christ. After being secretly a follower of Christ, he became public, and he followed St. Philip, and they traveled together, and he used his means to be able to travel and go across the world. He sailed all the way to Britain. From Jerusalem, he went with St. Philip to Britain and to Gaul, which you know today as France. And he went and spread Christianity all the way up to Northern Europe. He ended up in the last days of his life in an area called Glastonbury. And Glastonbury was a place of swamp. It was a swampy land. And that's where he ended up being buried. So from being buried into a nice sepulcher that he himself reserved for the Lord, he ended up being buried in Britain in a swampy land. And the last thing he did in his life was he made a chapel devoted to the Archangel Gabriel. He created a small chapel. There are ruins still today that are still there. Yet we see here in Joseph of Arimathea's life that he takes Christ's body. When we come to church, we receive Christ. And here he didn't just ask. He yearned to take the Lord and not to leave him there. And here we come to church and we receive God's body. And it doesn't stop there. We continue. We continue a life in Christ, just like Joseph of Arimathea. And we continue to glorify God in all his works. Amen.